Welcome to the Coach's Wife podcast. Here, we talk about everything from what it's really like being married to a coach, how we deal with critical fans, the ministry of the coaching family, and everything in between. I'm your host, Kayla Fox, wife of a high school football coach and founder of the Fly Fox Apparel, a Coach's Wife boutique. Whether you're on your way to team dinner or picking up the slack at home while Coach is at work, huddle up and rest assured, you can find joy and community as a coach's wife. And it can all start right here.
Hey guys, before we dive in today, I just wanted to share something with you that happened this weekend. My son Levi is 7 years old, and up until this summer, he's always loved to swim. One of the first times we jumped off the diving board this summer, he got out of the pool saying that he was too scared to go back in. We were really confused because he's always loved swimming, and he didn't appear to struggle or anything when he was coming back up and swimming back to the ladder. That night he cried, and he told us that when he went under the water, he had a fleeting thought of, what if I can't get back up? He told us he didn't struggle to get up, and he never felt like he had to ask for help, but the realization that there was a chance that he could struggle terrified him. So for weeks we have battled this, and nothing has seemed to help him. Now, we live at the pool in the summer, and we know it's best for him to be a confident swimmer, so we signed him up for swim lessons. All weekend long, he would panic when we would bring it up. So finally, Saturday night, we just stopped and prayed. We prayed that God would help him be brave, and we prayed that God would help keep him safe next to the pool. And we prayed that Levi would have fun at swim lessons. The next night, as we were tucking Levi in, he said to me, gotta understand Levi's voice, too. He has the most precious voice. He said, you know what, Mom? This morning, I woke up feeling really scared. But tonight, it's weird. I feel brave. And I said, buddy, we prayed and asked God to help you feel brave. He answered your prayer. And he smiled and said, I guess he did. Here's the thing, guys. Our thoughts can cripple us. They can make mountains out of molehills and make us feel so afraid and inadequate. But God, he promises to stay with us. He promises to never leave us. The same big God that made the universe and the oceans and the planets and the stars, he hears us. He cares about our fears. He cares about our feelings. And he's always there listening to our prayers, equipping us with what we need to be more like him. Whatever's on your mind, whatever thoughts are crippling you, take them to the cross and leave them there. God is always there, eager to listen and love you well. This episode was brought to you by the Fly Fox Apparel. The Fly Fox Apparel is a coach's wife boutique and online community designed to bring joy and encouragement to every coach's wife. To learn more, head to theflyfoxapparel.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Fly Fox Apparel. Hey guys, I hope you're all having an awesome summer so far. We have been home since about mid-March, and somehow this last month has flown by and summer is halfway over. Typically, of course, we're knee-deep in summer conditioning at this point, but thanks to COVID, we're a mere 2 weeks away, and I'm so freaking excited. Usually as football season approaches, I'm excited, sure, but I'm also a little sad because I know it's going to be a hard couple of months. But this year, I'm just excited. Excited to get back to normal and excited to get back in the stands. I can't wait to watch them practice and hear all about their progress and cheer them on every Friday night. So I figured while I'm in a good place, you know, before I reach October where I'm exhausted and Coach and I aren't seeing eye to eye and the criticism of my husband and my family starts rolling in, I wanted to concentrate on all the positives about the season. And not just the we get to impact lives and stuff, but I mean the raw, silly, funny stuff only coaches' wives understand. Last week, we talked in the huddle about all of our favorite things about Coach being gone a lot during the season. All the coaches' wives there shared such great answers, so I thought I'd share them here with you. But before I do, maybe you have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'll catch you up. The Huddle is our private group on Facebook for coaches' wives, where we get to know each other better and cheer each other on. We do things like feature different wives in our Coach's Wife of the Week segment and talk about every aspect of the coach's wife life so we can encourage each other and make each other feel less alone. If you would love to be a part of a group of coaches' wives like ours, head to Facebook and search for The Huddle by The Fly Fox Apparel. There are just a few simple questions to answer before you join. Then, once you're in, introduce yourself to us. Okay, so here we go. Here's the good stuff. The number one answer was we get the remote. So bring on all our favorite shows like The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, Fixer Upper, Friends, etc. There's no judgment, no getting annoyed when we quote every scene or when we get teary-eyed. I can't count the number of times my husband has come home to me crying in bed and he's like, babe, what's wrong? And I'm like, it was just a really good episode of whatever favorite show I was watching. And he just rolls his eyes. He's like, I can't believe you like to sit there and cry. But sometimes I just need that time to myself. And football season is a great time for me to do that. The next thing is we get to eat what we want. Cereal for dinner? Sounds great. Leftover cold pizza for breakfast? Perfectly acceptable. And I get to enjoy chick food like charcuterie boards and the occasional Panera bread, two for two, without hearing, I can't believe they charge this much for a sandwich. Your husband's like Panera, or do they make fun of it like mine does? Mine always makes fun of it, and he always feels like he's totally getting ripped off. But sometimes it's just nice to eat some girl food. During coaching season, a lot of us have nights where we get the bed to ourselves. Guys, I love sleeping beside my husband. I really do. But sometimes it's just nice to sleep in the middle, sprawl out, have our favorite book in our hand and our favorite show on TV. There's no sharing blankets or fighting over whether or not the fan should be on. Just being alone and sleeping maybe a little bit better. It's pretty awesome. The next thing is we can work on projects at home without having to explain ourselves. We can paint the bedroom, hang up the new curtains, put up the Christmas tree in October. Like, finally, we are free to follow our hearts. There's no explanation anymore. I can't count the number of times my husband has come home from a late night of football and I have painted our dining room or spray painted some furniture, just rearranging the living room, whatever it is. It's just nice to be able to do what we want at home and not have him hovering over our shoulder. The next thing that's super nice is there's no need to justify how we spend our time. So whether we take an afternoon nap or we stop to get an extra cup of coffee, whatever, there's no need to stop and explain ourselves. We can just do what we want when we want to do it. And he doesn't even know because he is so engrossed in his sport and in his work. Also, let's just talk about how much easier it is to hide all of our packages from Amazon and the Fly Fox Apparel. Couldn't resist that shameless plug. Y'all, I am not one to promote hiding things from our husbands, but sometimes I just want to buy something online and have it come and have him be like, what'd you order this time? So, football season is a great time to do that. He's not home watching to see what comes on the front porch, and I can easily get things out, put things away before he even gets home. It's freaking awesome. Also, we parent how we want when he is gone a lot. So my kids spend most of the fall running around outside in the mud. Jackets and pants, completely optional. It's all good. That's why we have a hose right out back. I just spray them down and call it a bath. He is so not okay with this. I don't know about yours, but mine are like my husband's a little bit more like, well, you know, they need a jacket on. They don't have any shoes on. Did you put sunscreen on? And I'm like, dude, they're totally fine. They're just playing outside for a while. We can just spray them down and it's all good. So I love that we can do that a little bit more during football season. I think the overall theme of this list is no one needs to know, which makes me want to channel my inner Shania Twain and saying, no one needs to know right now. Anyone else know that song? Such a classic. But for real, it is no secret that the coaching lifestyle has its drawbacks. As much as I don't condone keeping secrets from our husbands, I also think it's good to smile and enjoy all the perks of this life, as petty and silly as they are. So this summer, when I kiss my husband goodbye and jokingly say, see you Christmas morning, a part of my heart will hurt because I know that the next several months won't be easy. But I can hold my head high knowing that I can do this. God has given me everything I need to make it through the season. My community of coaches' wives, my sense of humor, and most importantly, His grace. What could next season look like for you if you had hundreds and even thousands of other coaches' wives rooting for you and praying for you? What good things could come from the next season if we kept our sense of humor and tried to look at the bright side a little bit more? What would happen if we went to bed alone at night, confident that, just like the sun, God's grace would be there waiting for us again in the morning? Think we'd sleep a little better? That's my prayer for you this season, because He loves us. God has us in this role as a coach's wife because He's doing something big and He wants us to be a part of it. He wants us to experience all the joys this life can bring, and He wants us to cling to Him and trust His grace is enough when it all just seems too much. Do you guys get that? You're not a coach's wife by mistake. He had a plan for you all along, and His intention has always been to walk this road with you. So don't dismiss that. Don't dismiss Him. Lean on Him in and out of season and soak in every ounce of His grace that He'll so lavishly pour upon you. Until next time, I'll be over here cheering you on.
If this episode encouraged you today, I'd love it if you'd take a moment to subscribe and leave a review. Your downloads and feedback will help me to be able to deliver the best content that meets you right where you are. If you're a coach's wife who could use a little pep talk once in a while, check out the Fly Fox Apparel. It's a coach's wife boutique and online community designed to bring joy and encouragement to every coach's wife. To learn more, head to theflyfoxapparel.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Fly Fox Apparel. That's FLYFOX Apparel.